I thought that you might be interested in. You remember I came by the office one day with Harry Ashmore?
Yeah.
Harry Ashmore, the former newspaper man, is now with the Center for the Study of Democratic Institutions in Santa Barbara. That's the old...
Yeah, I know all about it. I remember you had a meal with me over at the mansion, and you talked to me about the possibility that
Now, I'll tell you what's happened. Another man associated with us at the Center is Bill Bagg.
Yes.
The Annie Harrell.
You told me about that, about him at that dinner we had at White House.
Right. Now, in the last few weeks, through the intermediacy of some Mexican friends of ours, specifically Louis Quintanilla, who was formerly a Mexican ambassador here.
Yes.
Louis was in Hanoi, and Louis had just got back. He said that Ho Chi Minh would like to talk to some people from the Center.
Yeah.
Harry Ashmore and Bill Bagg had been talking with people at the State Department.
Yeah.
With Katzenbach and Bundy.
Yeah.
They have got general clearance for their passport. Hanoi has given visas, or will give visas at either Hong Kong or someplace. And they're going to go sometime to see Ho Chi Minh after Christmas. Now, the purpose of going to see him relates purely to the work of the Center. What the Center is going to try to do is to set up next spring sometime in some European city, perhaps Rome or Florence or Geneva or Paris, a conference on the rule of law, the Parliamentarist thing that we started a year or so ago. And Ho Chi Minh has indicated a desire to come. They go as private citizens. They don't go as carrying anybody's credentials. But I thought you should know that they plan to go shortly after Christmas. And this may or may not be of any possible utility.
Thank you, Bill. I knew that. Now, here's what Katzenbach, who's acting, tells me. He says that he has talked to, and this is very, very confidential. I don't even want you to quote him the others. He says that he has talked to Ashmore and Bags and gone into it in some detail. He told them that he couldn't say anything about what we would do, and the only thing that he wanted them to tell anyone in North Vietnam is that we were a pretty united country that would support the president so they wouldn't make any rash miscalculations.
Right.
He further said that he had carefully reviewed it. I had talked to the State Department after my dinner with you, and that he really didn't think at this particular period that they ought to go at all, but and he had urged them certainly not to go until January in the light of what he thought was happening now, but he could not tell them that they couldn't go because I had said to them that I believe that it's that we ought to have that policy, and after I talked to you, that he rather doubted that Quintanilla, who is a Mexican national, would go because he would probably be stopped by going, maybe by his own government. And that might stop the whole trip. I think if you could, I don't know how much he can discuss at this time, but if you could, if they're not going until after Christmas, I think you ought to sit down. I'll be there next week. But I think you ought to sit down and talk to Nick Katzenbach and explore his mind pretty well so you can see whatever reasoning is behind it. But that's about what he has said. And I gather that his position is he does not think it's advisable, but he cannot stop them, and he can't tell them not to go. But that he hopes if they do go, it won't be before January in light of developments there.
Yeah, well, that's good. They won't go until that time.
All right. Well, I'll be talking to you. I'll be up there for several days, and I'll be talking to you after I get there. And you talk to Nick if you have a chance.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.